Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Lululemon leggings. It's where it's at, especially for the fall and the winter. I feel like I wear leggings more than ever. My most worn pair of leggings, by far, are my Lululemon Aligns. I have had them for years and years. I have multiple pairs, and I just kind of cycle through them. They're part of my workout uniform. I also wear them to just run errands, go on walks, and everything in between. They are the comfiest material ever. Literally feels like you're not wearing anything. And they are just so worth every penny, I think. They really give you just like full freedom in your movements. I feel like you're not constantly like readjusting or you don't feel restricted. They just fit so well. They're so flattering and they're just simply my favorite. I wear them to Pilates and basically anything I do. But Lululemon has a few different types of leggings. So the Aligns are kind of more for low intensity workouts, casual wear, that type of thing. But they also have their Wonder Train leggings, which are designed with one of their most innovative fabrics that's super fast drying. So it's great for like if you go to cycling classes, HIIT classes, or if you weight train. It allows you to, you know, lift weights or work out hard and then feel dry so you can effortlessly transition from sweat to street.
They also have their fast and free leggings, which are great for running and jogging. And if you know, running pants, whatever you wear on the bottom of your body while you're running is very important to how comfortable you are on the run because you don't want to be picking a wedgie, you don't want to be adjusting, pulling them up or anything like that. And their fast and free leggings are powered by their new Luxe fabric, which provides a weightless on-body sensation and incredible coverage. So get into Lululemon leggings at lululemon.com. Again, that's lululemon.com. Go check it out. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the What We Said podcast. Friday episode. We're back. I hope you guys enjoyed our special guest that we had on Tuesday. Our good friends Chester and Jasper were requested to take over the pod for the day, so we let them.
Hope you enjoyed. And our friend Tracy.
Maybe they'll be back again to visit in like a year or so, but good riddance until then.
It was so fun to record that episode with Tyson. We recorded for his podcast too. So if you want to listen to our Halloween special, the most anticipated episode of the year, that was on Tuesday. And then our episode on his podcast, which is now rebranded. He changed the name to Ty Rants, which we absolutely love.
So cute.
So our episode with him went up on Wednesday too on his podcast. And we did, what was it? Things that haunt us? Things that we're scared of, like that
things
terrify
that terrify us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was really fun. It was kind of more lighthearted maybe than ours.
Yeah.
than our spooky stories.
Ours are never, ever lighthearted on our scary stories episodes.
But as I was watching back that footage, I'm like, but it is lighthearted because of what we're wearing.
Yeah.
You almost can't be scared because we look so ridiculous. So if you're a scaredy cat, you might be able to still watch it. I'm just letting you know. And we did upload it to YouTube, so.
I am so excited to watch it back because I kept thinking about us talking about the choking and LOLing. Like, I would just reminisce on it later, like the day after or something, and about Tyson mocking the choking ghost.
Oh my gosh. That's so good.
Oh my gosh. I mean, Tracy.
Yeah.
Mock Ariel.
The choking ghost. Today we're reading more spooky stories. We've been doing this for a few years now where we do like part one and part two because these are our two spooky episodes of the year, you know? And also, next Tuesday, like in a few days, is Halloween. But we thought, we feel like by the time Halloween hits, like, we're kind of over the spooky vibes. Yeah. So we're going to have a more lighthearted episode go up on actual Halloween so that in case you know, listen to it the next day, you're not like, okay, Halloween's over. Like, we're moving on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. But we'll tell you what's been going on in our lives first. In case you don't want to stick around to be spooked today as we share more stories.
Well, first things first, I finally moved into my new house. I don't think we have podcasted, but it was Chester and Jasper, so there was no room to talk about Chelsea's life. But we moved into my house, and you guys, I maybe was a bit dramatic about the gray floors.
It's literally so cute.
It's
you guys.
So cute. They're not as bad as I remember. You guys have to understand, like, I didn't see photos. Maybe I didn't say this, but I didn't really see photos of the house before we literally agreed to be in it because they weren't online anywhere. It was just like a very in-person situation where he sent me photos of the house when it was being redone, but they were like very blurry, probably taken
horrible
with a Samsung.
Photos.
Yeah,
cool.
Like with the kitchen half done. And so I could see the floors and I was like, oh, the quality of the photos were so scary. But I was like, okay, I can tell, like, it's what? Beggars can't be choosers, okay? So I was very happy with it, whatever. And then we went to see it before we wanted to go see it in person before we actually signed the lease. And we went in while the tenants that lived there, like the previous tenants, were still living there. And he just was like, okay, you can go for a couple minutes and just go see it. But when I walked in, she had like two kids napping in the other rooms. So we literally walked in the house maybe for 1 minute. All of their stuff was in there. We saw the backyard. We saw the rooms for I'm not kidding. Maybe we were in there for 1 minute total. And then we walked out. So I had no idea going in. People are like, what are you decorating? I'm like, I don't even know what the house looks like until we moved in. And it's so cute. It's so charming. I am so happy to be in a house. Like, I literally have wanted to cry every day just thinking of how nice it is to be in a house finally. Nick and I have never lived in a house together besides, like, I haven't lived in a house since I lived with my family, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And especially having it be our own house, just like with a backyard. And yeah, very, very happy, grateful, lucky. And you know what, they always say, like, when I was so sad about that one house that I didn't get, people were like, just wait, like, you'll move into a house and you'll be like, this is meant to be. And me and Nick were like, this house really is perfect for us. Like, yeah. It is meant to be. Unfortunately, they were right.
It's so cute. Like, I walked in, I'm like, Chelsea.
Yeah,
you're kidding.
It was not as bad as I made it out to be.
No, but maybe that was a good thing. You brought my expectations to ground zero.
Yes.
And then I walked in, I'm like, this is so cute. And it gets great light. It's perfect. The backyard is just so good. Like,
yeah,
I love it. And I will say, having us be this close is so convenient.
So nice.
To the point where I'm like, wait, now I'm going to be so sad to move.
I know.
Because it really is so genuinely actually game changing. Like, I will think multiple times a day, I'm like, oh, I could just run that over. Like, I'll have a thought and be like, oh, I could just literally walk over and show
quite
you
quite literally
that.
Walk over. Yeah.
We shot our merch, which, breaking news, our merch launches today, right?
Yeah, today.
Today, our fall merch launches. It's really, really cute. It's a gray sweat set.
It's super cute, you guys. I was wearing it to breakfast this morning, just the sweatshirt. And the girl who was taking my order, like my waitress, she was like, looked at my sweatshirt. She's like, your sweatshirt is so cute. It's like, oh, thank you. I didn't say, it's ours, but
hello,
I love it.
Why?
Too. It wasn't the time.
No, you're right. Sometimes it's not the vibe.
Yeah. I just wanted her to appreciate it for, you know.
For what it was.
Yeah.
So it's a gray sweat set. The front of it says just a little DeLulu. And then the butt of the sweatpants says DeLulu. And it's really, The design is really cute and the placement of everything is really cute. Mm-hmm. And the colors.
Yeah, the colors are super cute.
Everything
it's really
is
cozy.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those ones you grab for a lot. Mm-hmm. And you could also crop the sweatshirt if you want. Like yeah. One of our friends cropped her Valley Girl sweatshirt and it's so cute. Every time I see her wear it, I'm like, okay, that's really freaking cute. And I need to do that to mine and have an extra. I need to literally order myself an extra so that I can crop one of them. Because I think that that look is really cute too. And it's like very flattering. But it's super cozy. It's the perfect color of gray. It's like something you will reach for constantly. And yeah, we'll post photos on our Instagram at What We Said Podcast. We'll link the merch also here so you guys can see photos and see what sizes we're wearing and everything. But it's so cute. I think you guys are going to love it. And it'll be a staple for the season. So check that out.
Go check it out, you guys. Go buy it.
Any updates for me? I did get my costume today for the murder mystery party.
Did you go to that one store?
Yes. And
I went there today, too.
I fear I ate.
You ate?
I ate. It's cute.
What color is it? Don't tell me you got the one that I got.
Oh, great. You literally went to that store today?
I went today.
Same. What time?
It was like right when it opened, like 10.
Okay. I was there at like noon, I think.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get anything because I had Case and he was being crazy.
But you just said, hopefully I didn't get the same one as
no,
you.
No, sorry. I meant to correct myself. The same one that I saw, but I didn't get it. I didn't get it because I was with Case. So I couldn't try it on.
Well, anything. I don't want to tell you. I wanted to surprise you.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
But sure, I'll tell you. It was like cream, like white.
Oh, okay. Nice. Cute. They have amazing stuff there, huh?
Amazing.
Yeah.
I was shook. So, yeah, Leif got a costume. He got a costume. And as we're like checking out, it's like no returns.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Final sale.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And Leif's like, I'm sure it'll work. He tried it on me. He got home. He's like, I look like I'm in Harry Potter. Like the theme is like Western vibes. We'll post photos once we actually are at the party.
Oh, my gosh.
He's like, absolutely not. This is not going to work. So.
Oh,
anyway.
No.
But my costume, on the other hand, is very cute. So
nice. Did you get like everything from there? Or was it kind of just the dress and stuff?
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's a dress.
I got like everything.
Nice.
I have shoes that I feel like I can wear, but I need to try everything on together.
Fun.
But yeah, it was slaying.
Did you see the scary stuff outside that Case says, no robot?
Yeah, yeah. It's terrifying.
Yeah. They were not on when we went today. And so we walked by and he was looking at them and he's like, no robot. I'm like, no, that robot isn't awake. He's sleeping. So we walked in. He's like, robot sleeping. And then every 10 minutes, robot sleeping.
You're like,
he's
just verifying.
He's sleeping. Yes.
Funny.
So scary. I love that store.
Yeah.
It's like a little Halloween boutique thing.
Yeah. It has so much stuff though. So yeah, I'm happy that I got my whole costume literally. I might order a few little tiny details, but I feel like I think it's set. Ready
nice.
To go.
Nice. I need to go and get my costume for sure.
You guys, I posted about these really cute little black slingback pumps a little bit ago on my Instagram, and they are so, so cute for fall, for winter. Really cute pair of just classy, timeless heels that you can wear really any season, but I feel like specifically fall and winter, it's really cute. And they're very much giving Sophia Richie Grainge, Meredith Blake, just kind of an elevated vibe, and they are from Nine West. Nine West is one of the world's most recognized brands that defines timeless feminine style and translates key trends into wearable and attainable styles. They have so many shoe options at Nine West, tons and tons of boots, especially again for this season. They have collections of footwear, apparel, and accessories. They're so, so comfortable, and they just got everything you need. They have the flats trend. They have the heels. They have the boots. They have the heeled boots. They have the tall boots, the short booties. They got it all.
Whatever you need. Nine West makes shopping trends easier with their Need It Now edit, also known as the Nine Edit, that highlights key trends such as Western style boots, loafers, and more. So if you're wanting to really niche down on a style this fall, they make it easy for you to look it up. For the perfect going out shoe, shop their F collection. The F stands for fierce and feminine heels with a stiletto. So go check out Nine West at ninewest.com and use the code WhatWeSaid at checkout for 15% off your first purchase. That's ninewest.com and use the code WhatWeSaid for 15% off your first order. Go check it out.
You guys, we have a new sponsor and it is Dose. I'm so excited about this one because I love this company. The branding is really great. The packaging is beautiful. And they take so many precautions and measures to make sure that the product actually does what it says it's going to do and is effective, which is amazing. When I received my bottles of Dose, I was super just impressed with, like, I don't know, it's just very, very nice bougie product. It's like this thick glass bottle. And I've seen their products at the grocery store, like little wellness shots and stuff. But yeah, we're just very excited to have them as a sponsor. So today we're going to be talking about Dose for your liver. This is going to cleanse your liver of unwanted elements, improve your metabolism, and kind of just maintain your body's filter to live well every day. They have curcumin, which is turmeric extract, but it's 24 times more bioavailable than standard turmeric. They have milk thistle in them, ginger root, dandelion root, and orange. And all of their ingredients have more potency in comparison to like just fresh ginger juice or fresh orange juice. Like their specific ingredients have so much potency so that it actually helps you. There are tons of benefits of Dose for your liver. It ensures optimal liver function, improves long-term liver health, supports healthy metabolic function and digestion, increases your energy levels and your focus. They just got lots of stuff going on.
Unlike other wellness shots, Dose does not contain standard juices or powders. It's formulated with organic herbs. It's vegan, gluten, and dairy-free, and zero sugar. So if you want to give Dose a shot and invest in your health, Dose is offering what we said listeners, 15% off your first order, plus an additional 15% off if you subscribe for a monthly delivery. That's 30% off your first order. Go to dosedaily.co/whatwesaid and use code whatwesaid. That's dosedaily.co/whatwesaid and use the code whatwesaid to go up your liver game today.
Anything else? Anything you watched? People love when we talk about reality shows, so if you've seen anything.
I thought they hated it.
They do hate it.
I honestly haven't.
I feel like I
watched something recently.
Golden no. Bachelor.
The best show on television.
I haven't watched this week's.
Golden Bachelor is the best show, I believe,
it's
on television
so good.
Right now.
It's so cute.
It is so good.
Yeah.
And I've yet to hear one person who like isn't obsessed.
Yeah.
It's so good. They actually messaged me on Instagram and said they're gonna send me something.
Stop.
I don't know how they found
What would they possibly send you?
They literally asked for my t-shirt size.
Oh, cute.
I didn't tag them or anything. So their social media people must be like, I had just posted it was a week or two ago. I'd posted a photo of my tears and I was like, you guys, Golden Bachelor, I can't take it. And then they messaged me. They're like, we'd love to send you something. I'm like, well, really? Okay, slay.
What if it's a t-shirt tuned. Like, you know how they have those t-shirts after a theme park, like roller coaster, where it's like, I survived. I survived the whatever,
yeah,
Superman.
Yeah.
But if it was like, I didn't cry, like I only cried once or something while watching The Golden Bachelor. Or like I survived watching The Golden Bachelor.
That would be so cute, actually.
They should do that.
They should. That's a good idea. Good marketing idea.
You're welcome.
But yeah, other than that, I've just been busy doing home stuff. But we kind of are on a standstill waiting for some stuff to go through. But the grind never stops with the renovation because you're just constantly ordering stuff and stuff takes so long.
Yeah.
I ordered my stove, which is going to get here in like December. So I'm glad I ordered it. And yeah, I ordered my guest bathroom sink. I've been ordering a bunch of stuff. So that's been nice. And I've been trying to figure out like interior and exterior doors.
Yeah,
that's
I saw your
thing.
Instagram.
There's so many little decisions too. Like within the doors, there's hollow core doors, there's solid core doors or solid doors, and they're all different. Like,
Ooh. And
you know, so I'm trying to figure out, okay, which ones do I want? And then everyone's telling me mixed things, like, definitely splurge on the solid core, like, you won't regret it. And then other people, like, you literally won't even care the difference, like, just get hollow. So I'm trying to figure out all of that, but yeah, that's what I've been up to. And then also a news, like, article or not article, not like station, but what's the word? Like a news
they
outlet
asked to talk to you.
Yeah, it was like, can we interview you about like the previous owner? And I literally
really?
Was like, absolutely not.
Oh
like,
my god,
I'm not having that get on the news.
No, but that's crazy. That's how you know it's really something.
Yeah, but
that a news art like is gonna pick it up.
And that's when you know I'm scared, as I'm denying the clout.
Yeah,
I said no. I literally didn't reply. I was like, no, I can't do that.
Yeah, no, that's too far.
That is too far.
They look up your name. Like, that's like Googleable.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just like, that's not the vibe.
Like, so, if they're ever curious, like, let's just look up their names. And they look you up. And that's the first. It's like, J.C. Smith talks about previous owner of home.
Literally.
Being a creepazoid.
Literally.
He's like, cool. Now I will be a creep.
I know. So anyway, there's my life update. But yeah, everything's going well, going smoothly. Just waiting on some updates. And yeah, excited about it.
I'm excited to see.
Yeah, it'll be progress. So nice. Oh, same. It's so destroyed right now.
There's something so fun yet so daunting about decorating a house. Like, I didn't realize how little furniture we had when we moved into this one. We got rid of our couch. And I will never get a white couch again. To everybody who messaged me when I was debating on getting a white couch, like, don't do it. You were right. And I should have listened to you, but I was too stubborn.
What color is the one you want now again?
It's like
cream.
Yeah, I'm like off-white. No, it's, oh my gosh, I'm blanking. I don't even know what it's
gray?
Called.
Black?
No, it's not gray. It's almost like yellow, but not yellow. What is it called? It's not khaki. It's like
corduroy?
No.
Oh.
I can't even think of it. It's literally called
tan?
Kind of tan, but kind of with like more yellow. What is that color called? Like more
khaki?
Like, think of Tyson's couch color. How it's like kind of gold.
Yeah.
It's like kind of like that, but a little lighter.
Okay, that's dangerously light, though.
No, no, no. The one that I want is not like, it's, I mean, I'm not going to get like a dark, dark couch probably.
Mm.
So I'm looking at like warmer toned, a little neutral, but like still a color.
Gotcha.
Where it's still, you can't see the stains and stuff like that.
Gotcha. But
honestly, also, we're not going to let Sophie on this couch probably. We're
gonna just get like her own little thing. To not get on.
And Sophie's way worse than Case because her hair is black.
Yeah.
And she sheds a ton. So we just need to get her own little
seat. Just from the jump, she's like not allowed and she never gets on there. Then you're golden.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see. Stay tuned. But I have literally probably going to have no money by the end of this because I'm just ordering furniture. I'm like, wow, this is so expensive.
Order our merch to pay for
the seriously.
The renovations even, and the furniture.
Even vintage shopping.
Everything adds up.
Yeah. I think I'm getting a deal and then I go check out and it's so expensive. I'm like, oh my gosh.
It's so expensive.
It's like,
crazy.
And it's half off, but it's still incredibly expensive. And I'm like, that's stuff for my laundry room. I won't even see that stuff, but I need it still. It's like,
I know. It's every detail. It just all adds up so much.
And I've been getting scared because I've been seeing a lot of stuff about lead in old furniture, like the levels of lead in vintage furniture and how you have to like really be careful.
Mm-hmm.
So the eye roll.
I'm so over everything. I've been seeing it too. It's like, this will infect. I'm just like, I am done. I just, that may be true. It probably is true.
Yeah.
But I can't worry about that. Yeah. I'm sorry. And maybe that is important because it's like, you don't want your literal, like, I don't know. I just feel like that is such a thing. Like, lead poisoning, like there's mold in your whatever. Like I was reading this whole thing. It was like just talking about like the trends of like how
health.
Yep.
Stuff.
It's like in this year, everyone had autoimmune diseases. Everyone started getting diagnosed with them. And then in this year, everyone, it's all about gut, whatever. And then in this year, it's just like there's always like a big
scare.
And I'm just like, over it.
I thought the lead was like a I didn't even think that was a trend. I just thought that was like a well-known thing that people always knew that old stuff has lead in it. Just because when they used to do it, they had like lead paint and stuff like that.
Mm. Yeah. No,
but
I'm
maybe
sure it's
real.
Recent. I'm sure it's real. And I'm not saying like mold is okay and you shouldn't care. Like, we checked for mold in our
black
house.
Mold is a conspiracy.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, suck it up. Literally making people so sick. And also, I literally had toxic mold growing up. So I'm also a victim. No, I think it's just like the over, like,
I'm tired of being scared of
everything. It's just like, oh, that has lead and this is bad for you too. And then if you touch this, you need to detox. Put these in your, I'm just like, I can't.
Yeah.
Like, just give me the lead. I don't care.
I know.
Over it.
But I get scared every time. I saw one. It was like, this is the inside of your water pipe if you don't have a filter.
Awesome.
I'm like, that is disgusting. That's what I'm washing my hair with.
I know. I will say it is nice, like with our renovation. We were just saying, like, we feel like our house is going to feel so clean because we're redoing all the plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
We are, like, basically just taking care of everything, like, all the roots of the actual home, like, any type of mold situation, like we're getting everything just absolutely cleaned out and cleansed. And I'm like, I just feel like it will feel so good, like living in a house where it's like, okay, all of this has been updated and I know there's nothing, hopefully, like funky going on. But anyway, stay tuned. Hope I don't get lead poisoning as well.
Yeah, that is terrifying. But I mean, that being said, I still just bought a bunch of vintage furniture. So
yeah. You know, there's like ways you can test for it. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Have you done that or no?
No.
Well, no, I mean, you should like see what happens. It'd be interesting to know, I guess.
Even if it's safe, or I feel like it's safer to get, like, for example, if you have old furniture that holds your food or your clothes, that could be more scary if it has lead in it than if your, like, console has lead in it, where it's like you're not touching it. Yeah. You're not consuming something from it or something like that.
That's true.
Or if your like bed has it, then you're sleeping on that every night, whatever. Or but if, I don't know if it's like you touch it or if you breathe it. I don't freaking know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. I've also kind of given up on all of that stuff where it's like, I'll just do my best.
Yeah.
I have like non-toxic cleaning stuff to the freaking heavens. And I'm like, sometimes it just doesn't clean well. I have non-toxic laundry stuff. And I'm like, I get the stuff out of the washer. I'm like, this is stained still.
I know.
Like, how am I supposed to get strawberry out of my kid's white shirt with basically just hand soap or whatever it is?
I need to, like, learn all the tricks. I forgot. I was like, these pants. Like, I got pants out of the washer recently. I was like, these smell like mildewy or something. Like, they don't smell good. And my mom's like, oh, just put some vinegar in there next time with whatever. And I was like, oh, to be a mom and just, like, know all the tips and tricks that are so.
Vinegar is actually clean. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know any of those tips and tricks.
I was just thinking that I need to know. I need to take like a classic mom course speed where it's
seriously,
like, how do I get stains out of things?
How do I prepare
certain foods?
Speaking of the devil, my mom is calling me. Wow.
She's like, this is how you get stains out of things.
Just put vinegar. Speaking of spooky time. What was I just going to say? Oh, I was going to say, I will give it to Mormon moms. They know all about the laundry. They know how to sew a button. Yes, I do the cleaning. They know it all.
They know how to sew a button back onto your jacket.
Absolutely.
They know everything. It's very true. They're very, very well.
Very savvy in
well-versed.
That area. For sure. I know if I ever had like a homemaking question, I could call my mom, my aunt, or my grandma and they would know in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Like anything. How do I get this out of this? Or, you know, I'm making muffins for this. Should I? Whatever. They will know anything.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, should we get into these stories?
Yes, we shall.
I'm ready.
We shall.
You can go first.
When I was 4, I had an imaginary friend named Millie. She taught me a song and was very nice to me. Once when I was at my grandma's house, I started singing the song Millie taught me. My grandma asked where I learned it. When my mom said I made it up because my imaginary friend Millie taught it to me, my grandma's face was of pure shock. She said she learned the same song when she was a girl from her grandma. And guess what her grandma's name was? You guessed it, Millie.
You're joking.
I've seen this guy. He's like the seatbelt psychic or seatbelt medium something on TikTok. Have you seen him?
Mm-mm.
And he's an Uber driver, but he's a medium. So he like speaks to the dead.
Okay.
And I really hope it's not fake because I believe and I cry every time I watch them. But basically people get in his Uber and he'll be like, do you believe in mediums? And they'll be like, yes or no. And he's like, there's a dead person with you. And then he basically tells them, but it's usually real. It's 99% of the time, like super sweet. Like, it's like, do you have a gentleman who like died of a heart attack? And they instantly are like, oh my gosh, yes. Like it's my husband or like my dad or something.
Joking.
And he'll be like, say all these things and you can tell they start getting like very overwhelmed, but they start tearing up. And it's like, he wants you to know like this and this. And the person's just like crying. Like, it's so sweet.
It better be real.
And
it's gonna be playing with us.
That's what I'm saying. If it better be real. But it's so sweet. And I've been watching I also watched The Hollywood Medium. Have you ever seen that?
Mm-mm.
He like meets with celebrities and like gets in touch with people on the other side and tells them stuff. But here's the thing. Even if those people you don't believe and you think they're fake, the relief or the like, the people who hear that like needed to hear that. Like even if he was making it up somehow, like knows all these crazy details that no one else knows. Like, oh, did he call you this? Did he whatever? Even if they're making it up somehow or he was a fake person, the person that he's talking to, like it's so nice for them to hear stuff like that, even if it's fake. You know, sure. It's like comfort. Like, yeah. Oh, he wants you to know it's not your fault. And the person's just like so relieved. Like, oh my gosh, it's so nice. Anyways.
That is sweet. I hope it's real.
Me too.
Wait, you said that's on TikTok?
Yeah. Mm. There's clips. Maybe it's a show, but it's like Seatbelt Psychic, I think.
Mm. Okay. My boyfriend's coworker just told us that when he was a kid, he was helping his neighbor clear some leaves off his porch. And when he got around to under the porch, he saw there was a dead body.
Oh.
And as he was backing away in shock, the guy looked at him and said, "You're next, kid."
No.
Apparently, he is now in prison for life, as he should be. Love you guys on the pod.
Huh?
I'm sorry.
Wait.
You're next, kid.
The dead person said that?
Oh, the guy who he's helping, the neighbor.
Oh, I thought the dead person looked at him and said, "You're next, kid." And then somehow the kid ended up in jail. I'm like, that makes no sense. Oh my gosh, that's terrifying. "You're next, kid?"
I'm sorry. You're casually allowing someone to see a dead body under your porch and then you say, "You're next, kid." You are looking for prison time.
Yeah. That is so terrifying.
Don't mind me getting glue still out of my hair right now from the bald cap that was adhered to my scalp.
We went so hard with those bald caps. It's not even funny.
Tyson did vlog behind the scenes. Oh, also, yeah. You guys need to watch it. It was so funny watching it back.
I used to be a nanny to two kids. One day, I put the younger one down for his nap and was with the oldest in her room. She was playing on her iPad and I was on my phone when I heard the little boy run down the hall giggling. Before I said anything, the oldest said, "Looks like Brody is up from his nap." I went down the hall to check on him and he was tucked in just as I left him.
Absolutely not.
Fast asleep. I was so spooked. That house always creeped me out. And after that happened, I understood why. Happy Halloween. Love you, girlies.
Okay, please imagine.
That is terrifying.
These ones like scare me the most. Imagine right now that we're like hanging out, having a girls' night, and Case is asleep. And we hear like him like playing with his toys or his cars like in your room. And you're like, oh my gosh, he's literally awake. And you go in there and he's asleep, tucked in. Like, that is so terrifying.
I was just thinking, what if we heard like this bathroom flush and like we clearly heard like the door shut and then you text like Leif or Keaton and you're like, oh, what are you doing here? And they're both not here.
I look on Find My Friends and they're both like in a different location.
And we go out and there's no one there. Like, I would poop my actual pants.
Oh, I hate it so much. Especially though, like the little kid energy.
The little kid
like
energy
running around
creepy.
And laughing. Oh.
Also sad.
It is. Okay, my mom told me that one time she was sleeping and she woke up to the feeling of someone climbing up the foot of her bed, pulling themselves up by grabbing her ankles up to her legs.
No.
Nope. By the way, this was in our old house that I swear was haunted. I saw a ghost in the living room and my sister saw a dark figure closing her closet door. We would also hear footsteps going up the stairs. One time I knocked out in bed wearing jeans and I woke up to a huge scratch down my thigh.
What is up with the ankle grabbing?
I feel like the spookiest part of that story was you sleeping in jeans. That is
no,
so
that's criminal
to me.
No,
how
that's
can you
not
fall
okay.
asleep in jeans? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't understand. That's a
anyway,
young person thing.
It really is. It's before your prefrontal cortex. What is it called?
Cortex
has developed.
True.
No, I've been thinking about that recently because the other day I was wearing jeans. And I was like kind of sitting / laying on the couch. And normally when I get home, I just like change into comfy clothes right away. But I was like, JC, wear your jeans all day. Like, come on. I was in like comfortable jeans.
Yeah.
And I was sitting on the couch and it was kind of like towards the end of the day and I was trying to get comfortable. And I'm like,
I can't
do this. Like, I have got to be in. Are you wearing jeans right now?
Yeah.
That's impressive. Just like when it's past like 7 p.m., I just feel like I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Even if they're so comfortable, it's like, it's just, it's too stiff. It's too.
It's more about the time for me, for sure. Like, if it is past like 7, then I'm like, what am I doing in jeans? Why would I ever need to be wearing jeans unless I'm out and about? But even then.
Like, midday, like, I get it. But, yeah, something about when the clock strikes 7.
Yeah.
You've got to come off.
Me, my husband, and our two kids at the time lived in a mortuary. It was free, okay?
Lived?
I don't know why. I absolutely loved it. Okay. Had the cutest retro pink oven and it was just a vibe.
Okay,
also fine. Great for parties because there was tons of parking. Anyways, I'm a really heavy sleeper. But a few times at night, I was woken up because it felt like something was picking up my feet and then dropping them. See, that's
Goodbye.
What I'm saying. So many feet, ankle things. Whenever that happened, I would wake up and see that my husband was asleep and my kids were in their beds. Another thing, I never got bad vibes from the room my baby slept in, but whenever our friends would come over, their kids would always stop by the door, then turn around.
Huh?
My friend also said she saw things by our sliding door. I totally believe that there were and are spirits there. I mean, it's a freaking mortuary, haha. They might have had their funeral service there and just wanted to hang out with us. My husband worked for that mortuary for 6 years, and he has tons of stories of having to be in the main part or being in the basements of the mortuary at night by himself and hearing doors slam, among other things.
Why would you ever live there
even for free? Is your life not worth a thing?
I don't care if you're paying me. I'm not living there.
No, that's terrifying.
That is so horrifying. The pink oven, it does have me intrigued, though.
Wait, I'm confused by the kids would stop by the door and then turn around.
Like, probably scared of it or
like, I'm not going in there. Your kids must grow up with just an iron soul. Just like not scared of anything. They grew up in a freaking mortuary.
Mortuary, wow. What even is a mortuary, like, just where you have like funeral service? That's not where they like do things to the...
Yeah, that's where they get the bodies ready, I'm pretty sure.
You're joking.
I think so.
Wait, I need to look up the...
That is like the movie...
A funeral home or a morgue?
No.
Only a mortuary can prepare the body for... burial or cremation.
What's that movie? The sad, depressing movie with the two little kids. Stand By Me? No. That's My Girl. What's it called?
Bridge to Terabithia?
No. That's a close second, though. It's horrible. Oh, gosh. It's an old movie. It's with Macaulay Culkin. Anyway, the main character, she's a little girl. Her and Macaulay Culkin are best friends. Her dad's like a mortician. So she lives and she's always like, talking about the dead and stuff like that. She lives basically, I think it's downstairs from her house.
Oh, wow. That's just a little too close for comfort. Yeah, it's a little
too close to home. Like, of all the jobs, why is that one you have to live there?
Yeah.
Like, doctors don't live at their doctor's office.
No, they don't live in the hospital. Like,
maybe it's because it has to be done at, like, I don't know, any time of the day.
Well, glad you're okay. Send us a photo of the oven. I'd love to see it.
Seriously.
Okay. One time when my sister was little, she went into my mom's bathroom and came out crying. My mom asked her what happened, and she told my mom she saw a lady with red hair in the shower with a scary face.
JC Jenner.
Oh, why did that scare me?
Scared of yourself.
I think I was scared you were saying JC, like there's something. So I like, there was a jump scare.
JC.
My mom went into the bathroom to check, and there was no one there. In the same house, we had a family get together and my little cousin went into my mom's bathroom to use the toilet. She then came out crying to her mom that she saw a lady with red hair and a scary face getting mad at her.
Oh!
No one knew what my sister saw, so how did my cousin see the same thing? No, that is beyond.
That's terrifying.
I have chills.
Move. I would move.
No, that scares me actually so bad is when two people have like isolated experiences and they don't know about each other. It's like, okay. And it's so specific like that. A lady with red hair getting mad.
No.
Like, okay, you definitely saw something.
Yeah.
In that exact room. I have chills.
When my mom was little, probably like 4 or 5, she woke up in the middle of the night and was super thirsty. She cried out for her mom to bring her some water, and she came and handed her a glass of water. She drank it and went back to sleep. In the morning, she told her mom thanks for bringing her the water, and her mom looked at her confused because she didn't bring the water.
Absolutely not.
Long story short, a ghost brought my mom water that night. There was even a cup on her nightstand to prove it.
No.
A nice motherly ghost, though. What if the mom I'm just gonna say what we're all thinking. What if the mom just slept walking, didn't know? Like, didn't remember.
Or I thought you were gonna say, like, it's just tricking your daughter. And she's like, I didn't do that.
No.
That's some shiz I would do. Be like, what are you talking about?
So mean.
Traumatizing, actually. No.
Like, you know, sometimes you say, like, if I ask Nick, I'm like, remember you said that last night? He's like, I don't remember that.
Yeah. True.
Debunked.
Like, a myth. Next. No, that's terrifying. The glass being the...
No, that's so scary.
That's beyond. One time I woke up to the sound of my piano. It sounded like someone was fiddling around with the lower keys. No melody or rhythm. I woke my husband up and made him search around the house. Nothing.
That's so spooky. The piano is so scary.
I checked all the hammers and the piano is not broken. Every now and then I wake up around 3 a.m. the sound of the piano lightly playing.
My
great-grandmother was a piano teacher, so I always wonder if it's her or something more sinister. Wait, Chelsea, I have to tell you something.
I have
terrifying.
Chills and I'm feeling very scared.
Wait, I'm also terrified. I have to tell you something that happened to me 2 nights ago.
What?
That
terrified me. So every time I wake up in the middle of the night, which like normally doesn't happen to me that often, but I feel like I have been a little bit more lately. Like I'll just kind of wake up and fiddle around by. That's not what I meant.
Literally gets her I'm fiddle like, out.
Like, you know, play around a little. No, I'll
go
be like
to the piano.
I'll be like tossing and turning or whatever.
Yeah.
The other night, and this was after we recorded our spooky stories, of course was.
Yeah.
I think this has happened
that's
to me.
Why.
This has happened to me before, actually, which is the scary part, I think. I literally
you woke
think
up at three?
I am terrified to look at my phone, right? I'm like, please don't be like around three.
Yeah.
I look at it, three on the dot.
Oh no.
Three exactly.
No.
I got a shiver at my entire body.
Oh my gosh, that's so scary.
I immediately like just went over to Leif and like put my feet like on his feet. I'm like, I need comfort. I was terrified. I'm like,
oh no,
really?
You need to wake up, sir.
Exactly three.
That's terrifying. No, that's not okay.
I was like, please be like five or something.
Yeah.
Or three on the
at
dot.
Least like 3:50 where it's like I close my eyes for 10 minutes and we're out of witching hour.
Yeah.
No, that's
on
I swear the to you.
Dot. Didn't that happen to me before? Or am I like last year
I feel
or
like
something?
One
or
maybe of the just years we've done it.
Maybe around the time, but I don't know about on the dot. That was crazy.
That's terrifying.
Terrifying.
No, that's really not okay. You need to sage your room.
I know.
You need to sage your phone, probably.
Seriously, from all these spooky stories.
What
that
if you
been
looked at like your
it?
Oven clock and it wasn't actually three, but your phone was like,
stop, Chelsea. All the other clocks, I look at Lace, it's like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Like someone else is like,
yours is
and
stuck
mine
on
just
three.
Bye.
No, but you look at it again and it changes.
That's not as scary.
Just a funny little prank.
No, that was horrifying though. I'm like, really? Funny. Out of all the times, like that's kind of crazy to wake up throughout the night. Out of all the times, it could have been.
Yeah.
Well, it could have been any time. And it was the exact time I did not want it to be.
Your internal clock let you know.
Yeah.
This time.
Amazing.
You need to be humbled.
Cool.
I'm like, that's the spirit's telling you. You need to be humbled. I grew up in a town by a lake connected to the... Wait, did I just go?
No, I think I was talking about the piano.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even talk about the piano. That's so scary. A piano is the scariest noise.
It's the scariest besides an organ.
Mm-hmm.
You're lucky it wasn't an organ.
By the way, I looked up organ stop pizza.
It's still up, isn't it?
It's not okay, Chelsea.
I
looked back
puppets?
At photos. No puppets in sight, by the way. Literally a full on man in there.
No. There are puppets that come out. I
not
swear
the photos
to you.
I was seeing, though. I was going to text you and be like, when we both imagine puppets, like, where are they? But we literally need to go next time we're in Arizona.
Oh, I will for sure go. I remember the pizza was so good.
I was looking at photos and I'm like, wait. I'm terrified.
That's hilarious.
Like, I've never seen anything spookier.
If you go to Oregon Stop, no, it's not okay. It's like, it's giving cult, honestly.
It's giving, like...
Why is it so popular? And how has it been in business longer than some of my favorite coffee shops that go out of business?
If it still is. Anyway, we'll see more on that later, but...
Isn't it in Scottsdale?
I think it's like Mesa or Tempe.
Interesting place.
Very interesting.
Well, if you've been there, send us a picture.
Yeah.
Or if you're in Arizona, why don't you just go with your friends? That's fun.
Why don't you just go? Let us know how
just
it is.
Just leave.
Just go there on a date. Take a date there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay.
Sorry. Continue.
I grew up in a town by a lake connected to the Danube. Just, what is that? Am I saying that wrong? Just outside of Vienna. Danube?
I don't know. Is that Danube? In Austria? Like, I'm assuming it's a, how do you spell it?
Danubu.
I'm not sure how to say that.
I'm trying to look it up. My internet is so
it's okay.
Weird.
Yeah. They'll forgive us.
My grandma had a summer house in the same area when she was a teenager and went swimming with her friends there during summer. One day, her best friend and her best friend's boyfriend all swam across the lake. The boyfriend was teasing them, and all of a sudden, they turn around and he's gone. They called for help, and divers went looking for him, but his body was never found.
What?
Traumatizing. Okay, there's got to be something about, like, that place.
Wait, what? There's something about a lake that scares me so bad.
I personally think swimming in a lake is scarier than swimming in the ocean. Personally. There's something sinister about
lakes.
There
is something scary about
lakes. Like, the ocean's just kind of, to me, like Mother Nature. It's like, it doesn't have anything personal against you. Like, you go out there, you just get lost. It's just too big to worry about you. Lakes, it feels like you're the one victim if you go, like, swimming in a lake, you know?
It's been waiting for you.
Yeah, there is something sketchy about it.
A river that rises in the Black Forest in southwestern Germany and flows into the Black Sea. It is the second largest. Okay. I thought there was going to be
something
sinister.
But there's nothing
sinister,
spooky about it.
History.
I remember growing up and swimming in like Saguaro Lake. I always felt scared. Even swimming in that lake. Like, because it's
night,
so, especially at night.
But it hurts. Probably from sitting in jeans, honestly.
It's also it's so, scary. Not that any body of water isn't, well, especially at night, of course, it's going to be dark, but it is like not in the least bit clear whatsoever, which I feel like most lakes aren't. Well, maybe just not in Arizona, but like.
Yeah, definitely not at night.
So, well, not at night, but even during the day, so murky.
Yeah.
Like you're just like, where am I and what is under me?
Yeah. And how deep is
it? And how deep is this?
No, it's terrifying. And the thing about the ocean at night is it's kind of relaxing because it has like the waves. So it's like moving. The lake is still.
Yeah, I don't like that still water.
And so if you see something moving, you better hope it's a fish, not a
body. Was I talking about on the podcast when I was in Florida and I was asking like, oh, are there gators? Oh, I think we're talking about that in Tyson's episode.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, are there like alligators? Like, oh, yeah, sometimes there's gators, but people still swim here. I'm like, I'm.
No.
Sorry?
I think an alligator's. Scarier than a shark.
Yeah. What do you mean by that? That has me very, very concerned. This episode is sponsored by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can find lots of different stuff, you guys, whether you're looking for a handbag, a beautiful statement watch, jewelry that's going to take your outfit to the next level, sneakers and streetwear. eBay is making sure that the things you love are authenticated by real experts because we all know there's no feeling like real. I only have a few designer pieces to my name, but they are items that I looked for a while that I did not buy new. And they're items that I feel like I will have forever. And specifically, I actually got an authenticated bag via eBay. And it's my like pink Chanel beach bag, if you guys have seen that in any of my content. And it also came with a Chanel beach towel that's really, really cute. It's such a good size. It has like leather pockets inside. It's just really, really high quality, obviously, because it's Chanel. And I got that from eBay. These days, to know for sure if you're getting the real deal, go straight to eBay. And when you're searching, just look for that blue check mark. It will say authenticity guarantee next to it. That means when you buy it, you can be confident that it's going to be authenticated by real experts through a hands-on detailed inspection. Every stitch, sole, logo, and inch of it, they're making sure it's the real thing.
When I started doing my How I Would Style So-and-So series on TikTok, I started looking specifically for males, really nice watches on eBay. And I was coming across, I started shopping for myself because I was like, these men don't deserve these watches. These Rolexes, these Cartier watches are so nice. They are so beautiful. A lot of them are vintage and a little bit more unique. And it's really nice that eBay authenticates it so you know you're getting the real deal and not a scam, because sometimes it's hard, you know, for the regular person just look at a website and know you're not getting scammed out of your money. So when you're finally ready to buy that thing that you love, you have to make sure you're not going to catch a fake. They're everywhere and it's really tough to tell the difference for yourself. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, it's easy. Again, just look for that blue check mark and you know it's checked by real experts. Whether they're specialized in sneakers, streetwear, watches, jewelry, or handbags, these are real people who really live for this. That way, when it hits your doorstep, not only do you know it's real, but that feeling you get when you put it on is also for real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. That's eBay.com. Go check it out.
Halloween is literally days away. And if you're a procrastinator or if you have some plans this weekend, but you're not fully prepared for a little party, a little get together, you don't have a costume, Macy's has your back. Okay. A couple days ago, I realized I needed a couple things for the party that I'm throwing for Halloween. So I went on to Macy's. They had the cutest decorations, like tabletop things that I ordered. I ordered this big spider web that I'm going to put on my wall that Case I know is going to be obsessed with. And it gets here tomorrow and I ordered it yesterday. Because they can get things to you very, very quickly when you order with same day delivery, or you can pick it up in store, or you can use curbside pickup. So definitely check it out if you have some Halloween needs that have not been filled.
If you are not the one hosting and you're attending a party or you're going trick or treating with someone or your kids or whoever, and you need anything, Macy's is the spot to go because they have costumes. They have like literal treats that you can stock up on if you're having some trick-or-treaters come to your door. They also have decor, candy. They've really got it all. Plus, you can get everything super quick. Like Chelsea mentioned, when you order with same-day delivery, you can pick up in-store or use curbside pickup. Macy's just truly has it all, you guys. Anytime you're in need of something for a holiday, for anything, they've got you covered. And it's nice because you can get your last-minute costumes and things that you need very quickly, which is great for someone like me. I've been trying to be better at, you know, actually at not procrastinating these things, but luckily Macy's has our back. So head on over to Macy's.com and check it out. Okay, I work on a pediatric oncology unit. One night we were all sitting at the nursing station when the CD player in the playroom starts going off. No one was in the room, so one of the nurses got up to turn it off, and then as soon as she shut the door, it started playing music again. Another time, one of our patients was passing away, and they said that the other kids were telling them to come play. No other kids were in the room.
Oh, it's kind of sweet and sad.
So sad and so sweet.
Like they were waiting. Oh, that makes me want to bawl my eyes out.
This kind of stuff, though, it feels like it proves that there is something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like all these stories, it's like, okay, how can you make that up?
That's what I think about the medium stuff whenever I see that. I'm like,
it's inexplainable.
How do these people know these things about these people if they're not actually like somehow talking or communicating with them?
For sure.
What do you think about like animal mediums?
What is that?
Have you ever seen people who either like talk to dead animals? Like they're an animal medium. So they'll be like, oh, your dog says this, or like,
I'm going to have to draw the line there. I'm going to have to
Or sometimes they'll have like a person is like a dog psychic. They speak to dogs.
No.
Wait, I saw this
Wait,
one of
I would
this
actually
lady.
Love to know what lady thinks, though.
This lady who was a dog psychic, she said that the police station called her to help her with a thing and she helped them solve it because she asked the dog that was at the crime. And the
You're
dog
joking.
Letters. Was-
that's a big slay. Like,
that's harder for me to grasp. Like, how are they talking to you? What do you mean?
The reason it's harder to grasp is because there's no accountability. So it's like, it's a lot easier to make something up when the dog can't speak.
Yeah. But I would be interested to talk to one. See what Sophie thinks.
Oh, 100%.
She...
I'd like to give no information and then see what she thinks.
Yeah.
See if it tracks.
If you're a medium or a psychic, reach out to us. I want to... Not a,
some questions.
Actually, I don't want to talk to a psychic. I don't want to know about my future. I don't want to know about that. I want a medium or a dog psychic. I don't want any of that like fortune telling stuff. That to me is messing with something that's not
supposed to be messed with. I feel like more than anything, it would just stress me out.
It would just alter how you move forward in life.
Yeah.
Especially if you go to like a mean one. I feel like there's ones that probably don't tell, like even if they saw something horrible in your future, they wouldn't tell you. But there's some that are like, oh, you will lose all of your belongings and loved ones. Like, you know, they'll say something like, in 3 years.
So stressful.
You're just like, really?
So
What's
stressful.
The point?
No, that is beyond.
When I was 4 years old, my dad left me and my sister in the car while he ran in to drop off mail at the post office. He was in there for not even 2 full minutes. And when he came out, my little sister was unbuckled from her car seat and walking around the parking lot. I couldn't have done it because I was also in a car seat and he said there was a car speeding off. My only memory from this was hearing the car door open and my little sister was gone, but I couldn't understand what happened. Safe to say, he never left us in the car.
New fear unlocked.
What?
So it was like an actual person?
Yeah.
Like a literal kidnapper?
That's scarier than a ghost doing it. That someone tried to kidnap your daughter, but then like what? Just left her in the parking lot? Decided they didn't want her?
Did you hear that recent story of the girl that got kidnapped at the campsite?
Yes. And then they found her.
And then they found her in a literal cabinet.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I was following that before they found her. And I was like, there's no way they're going to find her. Like, they never find. And then they actually found her. Insane. Insane. Didn't they find her because, like, he wrote a ransom note or something?
Yeah. And his fingerprints were on it.
Idiot. To kidnap someone in the first place, first of all. But I'm so happy for that family that they found her. Like, oh my gosh. But that poor little girl.
Traumatized for life.
Traumatized.
I cannot even fathom. So what was his motive? Like, why just, I guess, the money?
I think he had seen that her parents or, like, their grandparents had recently died and left, like, money. And he needed money. So he was like,
Was he their neighbor? Like, how did he know where they were and stuff?
I don't know. Huh. Yeah, because he followed them. Must have. I don't think he was camping there.
And then he was waiting That's for a weird. Time she was alone. And then yeah. she happened to be alone. That is so,
so
creepy.
Sad.
Oh, my gosh.
So terrifying. Literally so terrifying for everyone.
So, so scary.
Like, I just can't believe they found her. That is like a miracle.
It really is. Okay, I was pulling into my ex-boyfriend's house and he was driving. To set the scene, it was dark and foggy, probably 11:30 p.m. His neighbor from across the street slowly walked towards us in the street barefoot and then to my car window. We had it cracked. She was not there in the mind, literally eyes looking through us. She kept saying, "Did you see him?"
Oh!
Then she walked back into her home. We later found out that she watched her husband die in her home. Something definitely was going on in that house.
Oh,
no, I
have
chills throughout my whole body. That's the scariest thing ever.
Wait. They found out the husband had been killed or he just died.
I don't know. Something. She watched her husband die in her home.
Oh.
She was probably traumatized or something.
Oh, that's really scary, though.
That is so scary.
Yeah.
My gosh. I cannot. If you actually put yourself
in
that situation,
remember
that's beyond.
The most horrible memory I have. And I don't know if I ever told it on the podcast, but one time my mom, I think I might have told it a while ago. This happened years ago. My mom was driving home from something at night. She pulled into our parking or into our driveway. And I think this is when me and Nick lived at my parents' house for a couple months. And so I was there and I think I was like upstairs in our bedroom. And there was a couple of us home. I think me and Abby and maybe one of my brothers was there. Anyway, she comes home, but like I'm in my room and I just hear like someone laying on the horn. I'm like, what is happening? And it sounds like my mom's car. So I'm like, oh. Like,
it's nighttime?
Yeah, it's nighttime. And I'm just like, I don't do anything. I'm just like, whatever. Like maybe she's honking at someone to move. Like, I don't know. And come to find out, I went downstairs later and there was a girl, I guess, or like somebody that was either on drugs or something that was like not letting my mom pull in and was banging on her car doors. Like, yelling at her, like knocking, screaming at her. And my mom was so freaked out. So she was honking for us to come and nobody came. Literally, we're all in the house. And she was like, you guys, I'm so disappointed in you. Like, this is an emergency. And I was so terrified. She was so scared, as she should be, that she called the cops finally. And, or the cops finally came and like had to detain her or whatever. She was just like on drugs and just out of her mind. But it was,
oh my gosh, that's
so scary.
Scary.
My mom was traumatized and we literally were just, she's like, did you not hear me laying on the horn? I'm like, I didn't know that it meant like come out and help me or like call 911. I think my mom ended up calling Abby after she called 911 and then Abby something. I don't know. I can't remember, but.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Terrifying.
Especially at your own house.
Yes. At your own house. Trying to get
level.
Into your, where you live.
Your vehicle? Absolutely not.
So a couple I know was in bed and had both just fallen asleep. They are woken up by a noise coming from their baby's room. Their baby is pretty little and still sleeps in a crib. It sounded like one of the toys. So the husband gets up and walks down the hall to the baby's room. The wife is laying in bed and thinking, wow, he sure is taking a long time. So she gets up and walks down the hall to see what's going on. Her husband stops her at the doorway with his arms and tells her to shush. I have chills. She gets really annoyed and then her husband goes, it's okay, you can keep playing with it. A little ball that makes noises and bounces around starts moving in the middle of the room.
You're joking. This one's made up.
The wife starts panicking, is about to run out of the house, and her husband says, listen, we don't mind that you're here, but we are trying to sleep and we don't really want you in our baby's room. The toy instantly stops. So they check on the baby and they both go back to their room. They are both laying there. And the wife is thinking, oh my gosh, we have to move. We need to kick this spirit out of our house. Who do we call? Should I go get the baby?
You left the baby
in the room?
That's beyond.
That is how I know this is a fake story. Should I get the baby from the room with the evil spirit? Like, or maybe he knows it's like a little kid, but still, even if it's a sweet little angel, quite literally, ghost.
I'm not feeling settled leaving my child in there.
No, absolutely not. She rolls over to her husband and sees that he's also deep in thought. And so she says, what are you thinking? No joke. The husband literally says, I was thinking that I actually want to buy a red truck instead of the black one we were looking at.
If that ain't men in a nutshell.
She was flabbergasted. She was so pissed at him and said if
If she wasn't so scared, he would have slept on the couch that night. They didn't have any experiences like that afterwards, but probably because the spirit didn't want to cause a divorce.
You're joking. It's okay. You can keep playing with it.
Okay.
First of all, so this Something man this- was calm enough to walk into the room, see a toy playing with itself, and and come to the conclusion this is a spirit child playing with this toy. It's okay. You can keep playing with it. Just like get out of our baby's room.
And then goes and then back empty-handed.
Trust that the invisible ghost is not in the room anymore, not going to harm your baby. And you just go back to sleep and start thinking about trucks.
Come on. This is crazy behavior.
Oh my gosh.
Have you seen the
I would never let my baby not sleep literally in my room after that.
That's so terrifying. Have you seen the sound that's like, ugh, like he has to know I'm mad at him. It's been like,
yeah,
whatever, like this many minutes. We haven't talked. And it's like, I wonder what he's thinking about. And it goes over to him. He's like, yeah, I could probably do that. I'd probably take a bear in a fight. Like yeah. Just completely. And if that ain't real.
100%.
Okay. When I was younger, I was really sick and sleeping on the couch. My mom was sleeping on the couch with me and got up to go get me medicine in the middle of the night. When she came back, she said there were four or five ghosts just hanging around me on the couch. She said they looked like the stereotypical ghosts, basically just see-through people. She didn't recognize any of them, but just figured they were protecting me since I was so sick. She didn't tell me about it until recently because she didn't want to freak me out.
What?
I'm sorry. Why are we all being so casual about this?
As someone who themselves has seen a ghost, I just...
You good?
I just need my own microphone into my front teeth. As someone who is, I would say, experienced with ghosts at this point. Just kidding. But I think maybe in these instances, there's just something innately in you that knows I'm like, you're not scared. Like, you're like, okay, this
you're
is a
safe
good spirit. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
You would think.
I forgot. Amber wrote something recently and it was kind of about like, oh, what was it? What was the whole, I'm trying to remember the premise of, or like what the subject was she was writing about, but she was kind of talking about how she believes like you only take on the energy that you accept basically. And okay. Like how, I don't know, it kind of made me feel better about just thinking about if you are in a situation where you feel like, I don't know, maybe
you're haunted.
Yeah, you feel bad energy, you feel good energy, but just like kind of being able to be like, I only accept good energy in my life and like I take on, you know,
good spirits.
Yeah, good spirits. So
guardians.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. I liked what she was saying. I can't remember in detail. I need to go back and like look at what she wrote, but I liked the vibe.
Yeah. I feel that. I used to work at a bed and breakfast called River Scene in New Franklin, Missouri. This house was haunted, let me tell you. One day I was upstairs cleaning and the owner was outside gardening. I had headphones in and I was listening to music, but I heard something weird, so I took my headphones out. I hear a piano playing. The only Bye. Piano in the house was in the parlor and it didn't work due to the flood of 1993. Oh yeah, that flood. But I went downstairs because it kept playing and I wanted to know where it was coming from. As I turned the corner to go into the parlor, the piano music stopped suddenly. I ran outside to tell the owner and all he said was, the family used to live in this house in the 1800s loved to play the piano. We were the only two there besides the family of ghosts. So crazy that the ghost could play the piano, but it didn't work for anyone else. Pick of the house attached. Oh, yeah. That is a haunted house if I've ever freaking seen one. That looks like cover of a haunted book.
Yep. That's like every haunted house you've ever seen in a movie.
Yes.
Too. Oh, my gosh. Wait, I just looked at her blog to see what it was about. She was writing about her thoughts on the afterlife.
Oh.
And about how we can like feel energy, good and bad. And she was saying like, I really believe that we not only leave behind energy, but that people can choose to accept the energy or not. For example, when we feel bad energy, that doesn't mean it automatically starts seeping into us. We either let it come in or not. So I started, she started a year ago actively trying to accept energy left behind by her loved ones who have passed. So if she has like anything in, like she said, she has, I think her grandma's or someone's like painting stuff. And she's yeah. like, I choose to think that like she left her energy in that stuff. So when I paint, I like can feel her sweet energy and stuff. Anyway, I liked that.
Yeah, that's sweet.
It's sweet to think of. And obviously that's just a belief system. It doesn't necessarily mean it's not true or false, but I like to think that way too. So I liked that. Okay, this is my last story. My family has a farm in Texas that's been in our family for generations. It's about 200 acres, so we have game cameras set up to see deers, hogs, and other animals. A couple of years ago, my dad got a notification on his phone one night at 3 a.m. from a game camera showing a clear picture of what looks to be like a ghost. Almost like a young man in a historical outfit. Attaching picture below. We haven't seen anything since, but the land definitely has some history. My grandpa says he knows one man died there while working on the farm in the early 1900s. The barn used to have a big hole in the top floor to be able to throw hay bales down. He sadly fell through it, so maybe it's him.
that is not okay. I was not expecting it to be that clear.
So clear.
How old was this person?
I don't know.
He looks young.
I don't know.
Oh, he looks like he's like 14.
You can only see the back of him.
Yeah, but his head looks like he's...
The hat, and it is giving historical outfit for sure.
Oh my gosh.
That would just be so beyond terrifying to see.
No, thanks.
Woo. 3:32
a.m. He's a nice ghost.
3:32 a.m.
No.
No, I hate that so much.
No. Oh my gosh. Ooh. I didn't. Oh, you're driving home with me. That's good. I was going to say, I do not want to drive by myself in that car. That haunted car. My sister and I were staying in an... This is my last story, by the way. My sister and I were staying in an old hotel in London. Every time we got to our floor from the elevator, sixth floor, my sister would always look out the window right next to the elevator doors. She had no reason, just would always do it. The window had curtains. One day we were waiting to go down the elevator. I was facing the doors and my sister was looking out in the hallway, so we had all areas covered. Out of literally nowhere, I saw from the corner of my eye, the curtains from the window swayed towards me as if the window was open and the wind was pushing it towards me, except the window wasn't open. This man-like figure floated across the room. He was wearing a hat, so I didn't quite get a good look. It was impossible for someone to come from that way because the elevator was cornered off and my sister didn't see anyone in the hallway. It was as if he came from the window or something.
Goodbye.
As soon as I saw him, my sister and I looked at each other like we had just seen a ghost. Now I know why that's a saying. We both said to each other, "Did you see that?" and just freaked out because we knew what each other was thinking. We ran down the stairs and luckily we were checking out that day. It wasn't a scary ghost, but it definitely freaked both of us out. Oh my gosh. That's even scary if someone else saw it too. And you're like, oh, shiz.
Double confirmation.
Yeah, that was real. I can't gaslight myself into thinking it was fake.
I've still been thinking about the horse head from the story that someone wrote in.
Oh, don't make
me. Like, and then we went on the hike. I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah. You're going about your life.
Back in your car.
No.
Wow. That's sketchy, sketchy. Old hotels scare me too.
Yes.
I feel like there is some sketchy stuff and some energy in those hotels because there's been so many people.
Yeah. No.
And probably so many things that have happened.
Yeah. I'm not down for that.
No.
But I also, back to the note of the good energy, I was just thinking, like, this is going to sound cheesy, but the way that I love and feel so protective and so connected to Case, there's no way that once I die, I'm not, like, still going to be, like, my soul isn't going to be protecting him. Like, I'm just like, there's just no way I just, like, disintegrate.
Into nothing.
And just, we're no longer connected at all.
Yeah, I believe that.
By no means. Like, that seems wild to me.
Yeah.
I can't even comprehend. So I could see that. Like, ancestors, you know, taking care of their kin.
Right. No, I agree.
Or, like, people they love. All ghosts are nice ghosts.
That's right. And you accept the energy you want.
No scaries this Halloween.
No spooky, spooky ghosts this Halloween. Thank you guys so, so much for always writing in your stories and making our episodes so great. Make sure to get some fall merch if you want it. Once it's gone, it will be gone. So we don't ever bring back our merch collections. They're kind of just a little time
limited
capsule.
Limited edition.
So once you have them, you have them. And yeah, make sure to go check them out. We'll have them linked here. You can go to our Instagram for more details, more photos and stuff. But we're excited about that drop. And make sure to go watch our Halloween special on YouTube, the video of it. It's really funny and it won't scare you because we look so insane. I promise. We love you guys so, so much. And
that's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.